This feels so good. Brand new tune, brand new season, but the same old fantastic podcast. Donovan Bailey running things back for a fourth season. The legendary one alongside me, Jason Portwando.
Come on.
It's been so...
Come on.
It feels so good. How have you been, man?
Listen,
I actually missed you.
Well, I mean, in all the love that two men can have for themselves, right. Two heterosexual men.
Right. So I'm okay to do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You up too?
Well, a little bit.
Right.
I'm getting my summer body back.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, Jason, it is awesome to see you. This is, it's been such a long time. I've been busy.
Oh, I know.
I know that you have been too, but it's awesome to be back. And imagine this, it's almost summer.
Wow. Okay. You
maybe
can go
not
there.
Almost.
It's almost spring. Maybe yeah, almost summer. You're the glass half full type guy. I love it. But I mean, yeah. You know what? It's been a minute. People have been reaching out saying, "Where the heck are you guys?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?"
You know what? That's yes. I mean, so yeah. I it's me, Donovan.
It's your fault.
It's 100% my fault. I mean. For sure, we have gotten. I've gotten a ton of inquiries. We have gotten a ton of inquiries as to what's going on with running things, and we're back. Season four, Jason. It's great to be here. Great to be in studio with you, man. And yeah, you know what? But I have been busy. The book thing it's been great.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It's
yes,
been great.
We are back by popular demand. yeah, let's talk about the book. Let's talk about the book because you are undisputed. We know that.
Right.
Now the whole world knows that. Congratulations on the book. Not only the launch, but the successes, the numbers.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you. And thank you to you for that. And thank you, you know, to my fans and audience, you know, out there across the planet, man. I mean, it's being on the bestsellers. This is great. I think that when I took on the task
right.
of doing this project, it was the toughest thing for sure that I've ever done. But it's been worth it. You know, I'm here in studio today. I'm on a plane to Vancouver in a couple of two days.
I'm not your publicist. I can't keep up with you.
I'm going to Western Canada and I'll be back and then I'll be in Eastern Canada. You know, so yeah, it's book sales have been great. Thank you to all the supporters. I'm going to continue to obviously promote it and do appearances across North America, across Europe in the summertime. But yeah, man, it's, you know, what I've found out is that there are probably, like in this process, I've probably forgotten more stories than I've remembered. So what's crazy is that there's another book in there, which is also crazy. So, but what we have to do is take care of what we have now. This is undisputed. Wherever books are sold, I mean, I'm still advertising. This is crazy.
That's okay.
Wherever books are sold, Undisputed, it's doing great. Great read. I hope that, every single person that reads this book, something resonates with them. And you know what? I can't be more happy.
Speaking of your publicists, whoever they are.
They.
I mean, I'm sure you got more than one person handling your business, but all the different outlets I've seen you on, TV and radio and podcasts, it's just amazing that you were able to go out and touch so many people and appearances. I mean, wow.
Well,
so,
you
know what? Well-deserved, though. Well-deserved.
Well, thank you. I think that, you know what? One of the things, Jason, over the years, I've made some great connections and I have some great relationships on the media side. Yes, I have worked in media and I am working in media still with CBC, with the Olympics coming up. But definitely, I've always used my platform for good. And so, all the places and things, places and people that I've touched over the years that you said, we still have a very good, cordial, respectful relationship. So I know that whatever it is that I'm saying, whatever it is that I'm doing, it's trusted word from a trusted person. And so whatever product I'm selling, usually it's also a trusted product.
You know what I love the most? The appearances where I see you touching the youth. The youth, them. The kids, they're the future, right?
Well, Jason,
so when I see them lined up
right,
to get an autograph, to get a chance to just shake hands, to just talk with you, That's what I like seeing the most.
Well, both. Well, you and I are parents, and mm-hmm. and you know, I know how you are, you know, as a parent, but I know how you are also as a man. So, you know, and also because this is kind of honoring our parents, and that's how I look at
yep.
it. And so I know I've been blessed my entire life. I know I continue to be blessed today. I know that the blessing continues to come.
Give thanks.
So my responsibility every single day is to play it forward. Is to you know, motivate the kids. I am an optimistic person, like you said. Hey, listen, I can put the hammer down. Listen, don't. I mean, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that I can put the hammer down for sure.
Well,
yes. What, you, no. I'm not. No, I don't beat anybody. I don't smack anybody. I don't beat anybody.
You're putting a hammer. No. You're talking like
I'm
judge.
I'm talking about
gavel.
I'm talking about being serious. Let me define that.
Because the ladies are like, whoa, what's he talking about? So
what's wrong with you?
You need to just.
What's wrong with you?
All right. Just, you know, this podcast reaches different, you know.
Demographics.
Right. We're here for everybody.
We are definitely here for everyone. Okay. But I was speaking about. I was speaking about playing it forward.
Good.
Motivating. Because I'm blessed. I'm talking about ensuring that, that I contribute. To help with the future leaders of our generation.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got that. I was like, oh, no. What? I was waiting for that song to start playing.
Oh, no.
I was like,
oh, no, Jesus okay. Christ. All right. I miss you.
Let's go. As much as I love talking about you, the book and everything else, I love when you talk track and field. That's what we are here for. So we're into the month of April.
Yes.
Indoors is done. We're looking forward to outdoors. We're looking forward to an Olympic season. We'll talk more about that in a second. But let's talk about the World Indoors, the championships, beginning with the guys, because it's a highly anticipated year. You know, you got Coleman, you got Lyles, you got Curley, you got Omanyala, on and on and on. But right now, we got to give Christian Coleman some love, because what he did indoors, I don't know about you, it shocked me.
Christian Coleman?
Yes.
Oh, are you talking about Noah Lyles or Christian Coleman?
I'm talking about Christian Coleman beating Noah Lyles. I thought Lyles, you know.
No, man. Christian is, first of all, like, I think Christian could be competing back when we competed. I just kind of like his attitude. I love what Noah Lyles is doing, but we'll get to him. What Christian did was expected. Really. I mean, it was. I mean, I think that he's getting his, we'll say, running legs under him.
Right.
He's getting back to the old Christian. I expected him to run 6.3 indoors. I expected him to break his own world record. So I love what he's done. The campaign that he had indoors sets up for one of the most incredible outdoor campaigns that I think is going to happen. You have probably 6-7 deep Americans, men, mm-hmm. that are going to be fantastic, and Christian absolutely is one of them. Congratulations, my boy. I mean, I think that if you didn't win the World Indoor Championships, I was going to say if you didn't win, it would be a shocker. But I think that I love the confidence of him knowing that there's an event, that he is the fastest human being that's ever competed in that event, and he shows up and he owns it. I mean, ultimately, what I like even about the perceived rivalry between him and Noah Lyles, I love the fact that they can speak confidently to their training and their preparation without offending. I guess that's where we are today, without offending each other. And I think that's a tremendous thing for two incredible ambassadors of our sport.
I will agree with you about one thing. Coleman winning sets us up nicely for 2024. Because if Lyles beats him already going just 60, and then obviously they go outside, you stretch it out to 100, mm-hmm. it just kills the drama. But now we got a little something to talk about. So I agree with you in that respect.
Here's the thing. And I think you got to understand this. Noah Lyles doesn't care about indoors. And I'm going to tell you why. I mean, when I look at his campaign indoors this year, mm-hmm. it was just about rhythm, and it was just about acceleration. And I'm telling you all to watch each race. He wasn't dipping at the line. Again, it reminds me of my 1995 or 96 campaign, which I did not care about indoors. I just wanted to challenge myself and then challenge the people who had great, consistent acceleration over the first 30 meters. That's the only reason why I did it, right? And that's what Noah is doing. Noah, he's gone into, first of all, talking very confidently about breaking world records, which is, again, fantastic. I love that. But Noah's campaign indoors is only to get his acceleration consistent and for him to snatch people. Like, he's not trying to run. You see him running all the 60s this year. He was not trying to lean at the line. It didn't matter, right? So okay. It was simply just about where his body position was at the 58, 60-meter line to prepare him for outdoors.
Coleman, that's his thing, going to 60. 100%. But I want to see when he goes outside if he can, you know, extend the trend. And speaking of Lyles, by the way, I don't know if you heard this in an interview. He said he's not looking for one. Not two, not three. He wants four golds at the Paris Games because he said, if they'll let me do it, I'll also be a part of the 4x4 relay team.
You know what? I have no issue with his confidence, dude. I mean, and why not? I think that you're...
You think he can run a full lap?
Well, of course he can run.
Well, anybody can.
Anyone run. Can.
Right.
Right. But listen, anyone can.
I think he's
biting
off a little too much now.
Well, do you think so?
I think so.
Well, you know, listen.
Good on him for trying, though, if he does.
He's going to split 45, at least, I think. 46, 45, 46, I mean, 44, who knows? I mean, at the end of the day, the 4x4 is the last event, so he can just go.
Right.
What I love about it is that is the confidence that he's telling people. And what's happening, I think, that most of the athletes that he's talking to are talking about, he's getting into a lot of those guys' brains already. Like, at the end of the day, I can't ever remember walking into an Olympic Games and there's one guy in my competition, in my event, that's saying, hey, man, I'm going to come in and I'm going to dominate. I can't because to me, that guy would be target number one, right? But that's what I love about him and what he's doing. It's the confidence. Carl Lewis went and got 4 gold medals. And then at the end of the day, this kid's saying, why not? Noah, go get it. I mean, I can't, like, the 100 meters, I was surprised that you won because when you look at all of the other power sprinters around, you mean I had Noah like on the podium. I didn't have him winning, right? But again, you know what? The Deuce for sure. The Deuce, like, he's the guy. He's the guy for that. But you know, we're gonna talk about we're gonna talk about that kid from Botswana.
That's
in a
right.
We're gonna talk about because if there's another kid that could upset the apple cart. For Noah, I mean, again, Noah, congratulations on your continued success. I think four gold medal is something that's a possibility. I mean, I would never ever, you know, I'll never ever say don't ever be too ambitious. That's never coming from me. But I tell you, if someone can double in Paris, running the one and winning the one and the two, it might be that kid.
Double that
might be
double,
that kid from Botswana.
Yeah, well, yeah, can't forget about him. You're right. Quickly, though, right now, if you had to make a wager on who wins the 100, who's your money on right now?
Oh, geez, man. First of all, it's early season.
It can't be. Oh, geez. No, it's got to be Lyles. You can't take that long to answer.
It's early season. It is early season.
But I'm saying right now, give me a name.
Well, Noah would be the favorite going in, for sure.
Okay.
Noah is the reigning world champion going into the Olympics, and you know that he is the person that has consistently shown that when the lights are shining brightest, he is not going to falter. So yes, if I'm going to get to right this second, there's definitely going to be some surprises as we continue.
Took you that long just to say,
oh,
Lyles.
Come on, man.
Okay. Noah Lyles. It's like three syllables, and it took you like 3 minutes to get that out. Come on, man.
What's wrong with you?
All I know is the real competition is on the ladies' side. Oh, I can't wait for that. Wow. We've got so many variables. Can Shelly Ann come back? Can Sha'Carri prove that it was no fluke? Elaine's looking to rebound. And oh yeah, what about that youngster by the name of Julian Alfred, who just happened to win the world indoors going 60 in a world-leading 6.98?
You know what? We talked about Julian last year, and she was impressive last year, coming off a college season. This is her first real professional tour.
Oh, yeah?
And you're starting out a professional tour by being a World Indoor Champion. Mind you, listen, the World Indoor Champion World Indoor Championships, it's important, but in the big picture of things, it's not that important. Right. However, if you can go there, I mean, you know, Christian's a massive player outdoors, and we know that Julian Alfred is going to be. And as you said, Jason, in Paris, the women's 100 meters, you have a lot of players. Every single year, Olympic year, Elaine Thompson-Herah shows up. Okay?
She's my bounce back player this year.
Reigning Olympic champion. Shelly-Ann Fraser on her last campaign and the queen of track and field today, she's not going to go down without a fight. And so I think that she's going to come. She's going to run.
Disagree.
She's going to run 10-6. Well, good for you, man. That's disagree. Why we're here.
Yeah.
Right?
Shelly-Ann, unfortunately, father time, you know it. We all know it. Undefeated.
Well, of course, father time's undefeated.
You've got to pass the baton on and say, you know what? It's time.
Well, okay. So let me continue down.
Continue
right?
on.
Okay. Sha'Carri, yes, you're correct. I think that Sha'Carri has certainly a new sense of confidence on the track. I think that her off-track distractions are now behind her, and she has done great things for the sport and definitely, you know, one of the greatest ambassadors also. Julian Alfred, as we talked about, there's a couple of youngsters from Jamaica that we haven't even,
You know
listed.
A name I didn't even list?
What's that?
Sharika. I didn't even mention her name.
I'm sorry, I'm getting there.
No, but I didn't even mention it. That shows you how good.
That's a damn shame.
Exactly.
It's a damn shame.
Usually, you start at the top, right? Exactly.
You start at the top
of your work. I didn't even say Sharika.
Did you say you start at the top and you didn't mention Sharika?
That's what I'm saying.
God damn.
That shows you how tough the ladies are. Forget about the guys. To be honest, the guys have nothing for me. The guys don't move the needle.
You can't say that, man.
Because I think Noah Lyles is just too good for anybody right now. And I think he's going to be. Yeah, I just think he's too good.
No.
But on the ladies' side, I can't wait. I'm salivating. The guys' side, whatever.
Sharika.
You could have five legit.
But no, I'm saying Sharika. I think Sharika is salivating this season because she knows that she should have had the double last year. She you watch the 100 meter finals and she kind of go, I mean, she might have took her, I mean, I'm not going to say she took her foot off the accelerator, but as she obviously Sha'Carri on the outside, I know this. So when you're in the middle and you you've
give me the word.
The vortex.
There it is.
But when you've separated yourself and you're out in front of it,
I agree.
You just there's this level of comfort that you think that you've won. And I'm saying to you that she knows that she should have doubled last year.
Yes,
she should have won the one and won the two, right? So yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, the Jamaican women's Olympic trials will be the hardest event to make in the world this year with the women.
For sure.
Right?
And you got the youngsters coming up too.
But that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you have Liston at LSU. Brianna just left and it's training in LA. I mean, and you have a couple of the high schoolers coming on, now graduating to senior. It's going to be incredible, man. But I got to tell you, the sprints, I think, are going to be amazing to watch at the games. I mean, and as the season plays out, it's going to be good fun.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait. No, again, I'm not disrespecting the guys.
You're disrespecting the guys.
You're right, I am.
But don't be
there. There are guys. Okay, you mentioned Botswana. Letsile Tabogo.
Letsile Tabogo.
I get it because he's a star. He's on the rise.
Zarno Hughes.
Yeah. So there are some. There are Akeem some intangibles. Blake. There are some intangibles. Johan's still there, by the way.
But no, Johan's competing.
But on the ladies' side, I can say there are five legit players.
Six,
I can't say that on the guys' side. I can't.
Are you serious?
No,
kidding me, man?
It all goes through Noah Lyles, though.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, listen, Noah is by far the best sprinter in the world today and the most confident, right? And I love that, okay? But you do have Christian. Zarnell Hughes hasn't opened up the season yet. I think Letsile Tabogo is one of the best in the world. And I think, again, he's definitely on the podium and he could win both events. Amanyala, I like him, right? But he always runs hell of a fight fast at the start of the season. And I'm hoping that him and his coaches put some program together now that's going to allow him to ramp speed. And then when he gets to the Olympics, he's peaking at that time.
Right.
Okay. You know, so, I mean, I think Sambini is still there. I definitely think so. And I know that you're going to, I know that you're going to, I know that you, I know that
you. No. You want me to walk right off the set right now?
You can't walk off the set, Brejan. No, I'm saying to you that there,
okay, I'll give him one more shot. You're talking about Lamont, right?
Of course. I think that Marcel has an opportunity. I'm talking about bigger, stronger, faster. Obviously, again, he's gotten his own way. He is the one that's gotten in his own way. If he gets back to running 9.8, he's in the mix at the end of the day. Anyone that runs 9.8 can win in Paris. Anyone, right? And that's actually the threshold. If you ran what I ran damn near 30 years ago, you can be on the podium or win, right? And so I'm talking about capabilities. Marcel Jacobs has the capability to win. You know, I should be his consultant because I don't know if it's training, but most of it is actually mental, and that's what I'm saying to you, right? I mean, you know, Andre DeGrasse, we're talking about him and Aaron, you know, Canadian kids, you know, I think that he's gonna be a player in the deuce. The 100 meters is gonna be tough, but again, I know that he'll show up at the major championships. You know, I want to see these kids, break world records. I mean, the fact that, you know, you have someone like Noah saying, listen, I'm gonna break Bolt's record. One, 19.3 and 19.1 are miles apart. But I love the fact that he's put that out there. He's put it in the universe. And he's doing the work. Because I think a lot of the problems with athletes or kids sometimes today, you have this incredible pipe dream, you know, about what something looks like after you achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see his campaign, man. He's doing every single thing that he can, putting the work in and systematically figuring out every single thing that needs to happen that will allow him to put himself in a place that amongst the greatest athletes of this generation, he's going to try and light one and break a world record. You know?
Outdoors right around the corner. It's kind of weird this year because it seems like every season Doha is the starting point for the Diamond League, but not this time around. We're going to be in China for the first couple. Xiamen being the opener, if you will. I think that meet last year, Christian Coleman won.
Right.
It was close.
Yeah.
Kashin, I think, was second. Not mistaken, in Jamaica.
Well, yeah, again, we have, speaking of men.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, again,
oh, yeah, no,
one off.
For sure. Right. No, I know.
It's early season, people.
Yeah. As we get set to go outdoors now,
right.
Obviously everything changes.
We are outdoors.
Right.
We are outdoors.
So
yes. Just not,
everything changes, right? What you did indoors was nice, but if you don't do it outdoors, it kind of meant nothing.
Well, it doesn't, you're as good as your last race in track
right.
field.
Right.
You know, and ultimately, you see the campaign indoors. And all the major players indoors, and this, by the way, this is not always the case. All the major players indoors don't always are not always players when you come outdoors. You can see that Julian Alfred is going to be. I mean, preparation, the environment that she trains in, and her expectations. Now, as far as outdoors, coming now, Tobogo start. What didn't they break a world record? Break a world record in the 300 meters. He ran the quarter. I think he ran. Didn't he run 44 or something?
40, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, yes. Yeah. I mean, again, like I said, you're talking about, you know, preparing and doing the work. This kid runs the one and the two. So he starts out running the four. You run the three and the four. Again, that's way too far for me. Like, I'm tired. You know, like reading about and watching this kid do such an amazing thing. But it's clear that him and his coach, they have a plan. They have a plan, and he's, if there's anyone that's probably going to surprise people who don't know, it's going to be this kid.
I can't wait. I mean, the first two in China, as talked about, we're going to go Xiamen, then we go Shanghai, then we go Doha. Rabat, Eugene, Oslo, Stockholm, on and on and on for the Diamond League.
Right.
And there are so many variables that, you know, even hurdles. Grant Holloway, you kind of just take
love
for,
Grant.
Take for love granted Grant. Because Grant, he's just untouchable. You, what about the girl? She is from St. Lucia, Devon. I have to look her up because I remember her name now. But right. she set a world record.
Yes.
Doing the 60-meter hurdles.
But we'll see. Again, we'll see. Well, first, let me talk about Grant Holloway.
Okay.
I always talk about Grant. I love Grant. You know, and you know, fellow golfer. I love Grant. Now, I'm going to tell you, if there is one athlete, and I was thinking about this when I was on my way to the studio today. If there's one athlete that I could put in the 60 to the 400 meters against the very best in the world, right? I'm talking about if you go 60 flat, 60 hurdles, 100 meter flat, 110 hurdles, 200 meter flat, 400 meter flat, 400 meter hurdles. Who was the guy you think I'd put in?
Yeah.
Grant Holloway.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
That's probably one of the stars of our sport and one of the greatest athletes out there. And for all of you, you know, I look at, for me, track and field is always a business. And when you look at people who not only are great human beings, but get out there and can lay it down in the track. Like I said, in any one of those events I just mentioned, that would be my guy. And I mean, and certainly he's one of those kids that are doing amazing things, man. I love him. I think it's great.
Devon Charlton is her name.
Yes, yes.
Bahamian.
Yes.
She's the one who has the world record. She's you know, putting her name in the mix as well, right?
Well, she's putting her hand, what? She's going to put her hat in the ring.
Okay.
For the 100 meter women's hurdles, but that's also going to be a tough event.
Yep.
That's going to be a tough event, and that's going to be quite interesting in Paris.
All right. This is a little bit of a tease. This is just the opener. This is what you can expect to hear on a weekly basis.
I hope weekly, dude. Remember, I'm on the road.
Well, okay. Whenever you can squeeze us in. Somebody's busy. Whenever you can squeeze us in to your busy schedule, we'll do that.
It is my intention to squeeze as much as possible with my schedule in 2024 to give you all whatever I can.
Lyle's on the guy's side for the 100. Who would your money be on the lady's side?
Oh, dude, that's tough, dude. And that's, you know, that, no, that's tough, man.
Give me an answer.
No, wait. I'll tell
There's
you.
No wrong answer as of right now. No wrong
no,
answer.
No, but there's,
okay.
But we also talked about, I think that Shelly Ann's last campaign is going to be spectacular. If Elaine Thompson is healthy, she seems to love the Olympic year.
Give me your pick now. That's all I'm asking. Bridget, I don't want you to break it down. Just give me who you think.
I am having the conversation with you, and I'm going to... Am I sure? No, may I tell you? Okay. Okay.
I don't want you to break that. I just want to know who's your money
on. I have to speak it through so I understand.
Okay. Because the anchor leg is patiently waiting.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. That's okay. I mean, I know that too. Okay. Sharika, I think... is also on a campaign this year because she feels, or I think she feels, that somebody's holding on to her world gold medal. Sha'Carri is the track and fields fastest person because she won the world championships last year.
Yep.
And I still didn't answer the question, right?
No, I'm still waiting. I could have answered it 30 seconds ago.
I think Sharika is going to come back.
Sharika?
I think Sharika, yes.
Okay.
I think the Jamaicans are going to go one. They have the potential to go 1-2-3 again.
Right now, I agree with you, but Alfred is my pick.
Alfred's your pick?
Alfred's my pick. Right under. I got to go now. Sharika. I got to. No, Sharika's my pick, but right there.
Imagine y'all copy me.
No.
Okay.
I'm not copying you.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. But do you think Julian?
There's a big difference. Julian Alfred's the one to watch out for this year.
Oh, man.
I respect what you're saying about Shelly Ann coming back for one more year. Mm-hmm. Elaine's my girl. You know that.
Right.
Love her. And his young stars coming up. You mentioned Brianna. You mentioned, Lana Reed. We mentioned her.
Right.
I like her, too.
Dina, Asha, I mean, this. I'm saying this.
What happens, too, with... Talu, you know what I mean?
Last campaign.
So you're answering my question. I said to you, there's way more interest on the ladies' side.
Hold on. But you're forcing me to give you one name. The hell is wrong with you?
I'm just saying if you wanted to make a bet right now, who would it be? And there's no wrong answer. That answer could change next week.
But
you're saying Sharika. Okay, but that's my point. All right.
So Noah and Sharika.
Took him 5 minutes just to say that. Let's get to the anchor leg. Let's go.
A cleaning stage with Donovan Bailey is pouring it on.
All right, anchor leg time now, where we discuss some things that we didn't discuss inside the body of the podcast. And I want to get to this right off the hop, because this is amazing. Because whenever it comes to the Olympics, we never talk about athletes actually getting paid. But that's going to change. World Athletics, the first one to actually pay an Olympic athlete for winning. Well, $50,000 is going to go to the winner coming up in Paris.
Well,
48 events.
But so here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's what I say. Number one, congratulations. Number two is about time. But I don't think 50K is enough.
It's a start.
I don't think that it's enough.
Is it more than what they got last Olympics?
Of course it is. But I'm saying to you that when you talk about, again, I'm the business side of track and field. Always have been. I've always looked at it that way. I'm talking about the advertising dollars that this massive corporation makes. If you're winning an Olympic gold medal, for me, $500,000 should not be a stretch. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I think it's a great start.
I didn't say it's not, though.
Right. And it's going to get even better, because where's the next one? LA, is it not?
Yes,
okay, LA. 2028. They want to tier it down to silver and bronze as well, getting money. Well, not as much, obviously, as winning.
Hold on. Are you saying silver and bronze are getting nothing?
Yeah. No. They're getting nothing at this Olympics.
Oh, okay.
It's just I don't mind that.
But hold on. Fundamentally, that's also not a bad thing, because it's not a participation thing anymore.
Right.
It's like there is incentive for you to be a winner. It's nothing wrong with that.
All right. Let's talk basketball. Giannis the other night, that didn't look good with that soleus injury. It's a calf strain, they're saying, and it's pretty severe. But anytime there's a non-contact injury, he's just jogging up the court, dropped on the ground. I thought, oh no, Achilles. But thank God it's not that. A couple of things I want to ask you. One, can they do anything without him in the playoffs? And two, what's it like as an athlete to be able to trust your body after going through something like that?
Well, they can't do nothing without him.
Okay. See, this is what I like. This is the rapid fire.
They can't do nothing without him.
Okay. And?
And man, you know what? I think that, you talk about taking care of, your most precious gift, which is your body. And it disappoints you sometimes. And unfortunately, he got injured jogging.
Yeah, just jogging the court. That's a scary thing,
dude,
right?
This is why maybe someone like LeBron spends $1 million a year taking care of his body. And this is why I spent so much money, with the best people around when I was competing, taking care of mine. And although I did all of that, I still ended up with 2 blown Achilles.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So at the end of the day, man, listen, get him healthy back, because they need him.
Quirky thing, speaking of the Bucks, recently they played the Celtics. The Celtics didn't have not one free throw in the game. Not one.
I don't remember that. I didn't watch it.
It's the first time it's ever happened in history.
Oh, okay.
Masters. Right now they're swinging more umbrellas than they are a golf club, so that's not a good thing.
Right.
Tiger Woods scheduled to tee off about 4 o'clock Eastern as of this taping of the podcast.
Right.
Will he be playing on the weekend?
Yes.
At the Masters.
Yes.
He might be playing like at some course of his own on Saturday, Sunday. Tiger's going to make the cut.
Tiger's my boy. And
ask if he's your boy. I want to know, is he going to make the cut? Put your heart aside from your head.
No, I am betting confidently. There is, like he said, there's one more in him. And I am going to vote that this is the one.
Okay. Basketball, UConn, back-to-back titles for the guys.
Oh, man.
That's impressive. First time it's happened since 06-07. Oh. Don't forget, they lost 3 starters from last year's team, and they still repeat the feat. On the ladies' side, South Carolina goes a perfect 38-0. What's more impressive, Huskies or Gamecocks?
Probably Gamecocks. I mean, we're going undefeated at that high level. Is incredible. I mean, you have Dawn Staley. I was a big fan of her when she was in college.
Yep.
And now she's proving to be one of the greatest coaches and leaders in the sport, in college sport. Going undefeated in anything is incredible. So congratulations to her. and to her team. I mean, the Caitlin Clark thing. I mean, the women's basketball. What that has done for just, I was going to say women's sports, but there's so, me and the fellas, the guys I play ball with, right. We all got together to watch that. And it wasn't, we weren't watching the women's game. We're watching good basketball. And I think that, yeah, you know, we're at a place in society where we're watching great sports that's being played. You happen to be played by females. So I think that that's incredible. The UConn men's, I mean, come on, it's men's basketball. I mean, and led by a Hurley. You know, yeah. So they're gonna
Danny
do,
Hurley.
They're gonna do
younger brother of Bobby. Yep.
Exactly. They're gonna do incredible things. And Jason, I think that when you look at like the portal system that's now working and NIL and all that, every single year, some of those big programs, some of those little programs, are gonna continue to be good, and yeah, we're gonna continue to see incredible product from the NCAA.
Can't believe you said the Gamecocks. Can't believe you said the Gamecocks.
Why?
Because you're right. So I'm shocked.
I'm sorry.
I can't believe you said he. You can't argue with perfection.
How do you argue with perfection?
Speaking of which, that's what you got here right here on Donovan Bailey running things. As per usual, on the way out, I like to say thank you for the company. I'm Jason Portwando. This is Mr. Donovan Bailey. Take us home.
Until next time, first of all, glad to be back.
Oh, yes. Good to see you.
Great to see you. Thank you for welcoming me again in your home and
when you
your
have
ear,
when you have time for eyes. Us when you have time for us again let us know when you have time for
I'm riding
all
with
we
you.
Want is 35 minutes of his time.
Hey, I will be riding with you. Thanks for having me. See you next week.